So are you the one in charge there of the jamboree?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. I was just looking to chat with you about that and that whole process of you guys getting it back on there.
Yeah, doing the multitasking thing there. So between council and jamboree. No, we just had a meeting there, had our last Lions meeting there. So we just got once we'd seen there, they were kind of releasing the restrictions a little bit on the festivals and stuff like that. So we're just in the process of getting our lineup and that all done up there right now. So hopefully have it finalized there in the next day or two. And then after that, we're going to be getting, we can't do anything at the farm till early in the thing, but we're going to start getting all the registration out. So like we still have our main list from back in 2019. So we're going to contact all those people, let them know we're back in business, and we're going to be updating our website and all that as well. So, and stuff like that there. So hopefully it'll be a success. So we'll see what happens.
And you guys were shut down for 2 years there with COVID?
Yeah, well, it'll be 3 years there now because one was in 2019. So we lost 2020 and 2021. So by the time it kicks off this time, it'll be actually 3 full years. So.
And this is one of the biggest events that the Lions put on, is it not?
Yes. It's probably one of our biggest between the fair and this. It's probably became the biggest fundraiser that we've had, but when this got shut down, we did the online auction there the last couple of years to try and create some revenue or whatever. So it's been a fairly successful adventure too or whatever. So it's almost as good as the jamboree or whatever. So.
And so how many people do you typically have out to these?
Over the course of the weekend there, I'd have to pull out all the papers. Like it's been 3 years, but we usually get we're over 1,000 people for sure. So, yeah.
Jeez, and they're coming from all over there? Or?
Yeah, they pretty well come there. We have a lot of people from northern Ontario and the Valley and all over the Pontiac and Ontario, other places in Ontario. And plus, the last two festivals in a row we had actually a person that came all the way up from Florida just for it. So,
Jeez.
Yeah, so it's been fairly popular, and I mean, since the word started going out, like I said, we're going to get our website up. Well, we have our website running, but we haven't put all the lineup in yet because we just got to finalize a couple of entertainers and stuff like that there. So it's been fairly popular and successful, and like it's drawing the people in, but people are already getting the word out there that it's coming back, and I've already got some responses saying, oh my God, we can't wait, and stuff like that there. So hopefully we do get a good turnout. So
that's good.
People are just tired of being stuck at home and stuff like that, so.
Oh yeah, it's understandable for sure.
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit about the type of music that you guys have there and sort of the performers? Do you mainly pick from sort of the Ottawa Valley area or?
We try to keep some local, and then from there on, like this year our goal is, as every year we usually have 20 entertainers, so the majority of them are, we'll have, five or six from within the local area because you want to promote the local entertainers as well. But then one or two entertainers from Montreal, and we have one coming all the way from London, Ontario, and stuff like that there. So there are people coming from a great distance to come to it or whatever, but a lot of them are out of the valley and stuff like that, Armprior and those places over there as well or whatever, Kingston in that area. So.
And so just to close out here, Ed, could you tell our listeners here where and when this is going on and how they can get tickets or book their RV camping spots there?
Yeah, the actual dates for the jamboree are the starting Thursday, July 14th to Sunday, July 17th, and Thursday night is the open mic night, so that's even promotes more of the local people for doing it. And then on Friday, we start with our live entertainment, and Saturday's a full day of entertainment as well. And then for tickets, we have an actual website. It's called the Shovel Lions Country Jamboree. And if you go on there, there's a link there. Like I said, we still have to get that updated, so we hope to have that done within the next week or so. And it'll have the links there to how to purchase your tickets and get a registration if you're bringing a trailer, and then the cost and all that for a day pass or a weekend pass if you're coming in as a walk-in and that there. So that'll all be up and running there hopefully within the next week. Well, like I said, it's up and running. We just got to get all the information on it up to date. So
awesome. Ed, I want to thank you for your time there, unless you have anything else to add or anything that we missed here.
No, just if you guys feel like promoting it and getting the word spread out, we greatly appreciate it. Like I said, after a 3-year hiatus, it's a lot of people they're looking forward to get out, but it's just there might be still a little bit of leeriness or whatever, but by July, a lot of the restrictions should be removed completely and stuff like that. So I think if we can get the word out and people not, they say if you build it, they will come. So hopefully they do. They come in full force. So.
Awesome. Well, I wish you luck.
All right. Thank you very much.